I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Ask someone, did you go back for seconds on dessert, and he or she might jokingly say, I plead the Fifth. The Fifth refers to the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, whose most well-known feature provides that no person can be compelled to be a witness against himself. The self-incrimination clause of the Fifth Amendment reflects an evolution in English common law spanning nearly 300 years. In the early 16th century, criminal defendants in England were not permitted a lawyer. Consequently, an accused defendant who didn't speak in his own defense would certainly be convicted. But a careless or misspoken word from that defendant, most often given under duress, almost always yielded the same result. By the late 18th century, however, criminal defendants were not only allowed to have lawyers, the job of the lawyer was to act as adversary to the prosecution, forcing the prosecution to prove its case and specifically preventing questioning of the defendant. As one observer of an 18th century English trial quipped,
the defendant's hat stuck on a pole might, without inconvenience, be his substitute at the trial.
Here in the 21st century, the proper management of risk can be the difference between success and failure. Before you renew a commercial insurance policy, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company insurance professional for a no-cost, no-obligation review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.